With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Iran's president says officials will listen to protesters, but rioters aim to, quote, destroy the entire society. His comments reflect a hardening tone amid ongoing demonstrations across the country this month. The protests, sparked by economic grievances, have evolved into a direct challenge to Iran's theocracy. Activists report at least 116 people killed and 2,600 detained. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says the leadership in Iran has lost all credibility.
So you have economic humiliation, you have military humiliation with Operation Midnight Hammer and the 12-day war last year, battering the Iranian regime, and you now have political humiliation where it's clear that the government no longer has any legitimacy whatsoever on the streets of Iran.
Continetti made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. President Trump is using the I word as he rallies House Republicans ahead of the 2026 elections. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
When the president met with GOP lawmakers recently, he warned them not to let Democrats regain control of the House of Representatives.
You got to win the midterms, because if we don't win the midterms, it's just going to be, I mean, they'll find a reason to impeach me. I'll get impeached.
Speaking at the annual GOP House retreat, he said health care should be a winning issue for Republicans, as he pointed to his administration's work on lowering prescription drug prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. has launched another round of strikes against ISIS in Syria. This follows last month's ambush that killed two U.S. soldiers and an American civilian interpreter. The strikes were conducted mostly yesterday afternoon and part of a broader operation. This is SRN News. Indonesia, the largest Muslim-majority nation in the world, has a new penal code. It replaces a Dutch-era criminal law that had governed the country for more than 80 years and marks a major shift in its legal landscape. Under the amended code, sex outside of marriage is punishable by 1 year in prison, while cohabitation carries a six-month sentence. However, adultery cases can only proceed following a complaint by a spouse, parents, or children. A safeguard, the government says, prevents arbitrary enforcement, including against tourists. Americans are disconnected from each other at historic levels, buffeted by what experts call a, quote, epidemic of loneliness. In cities and towns around the U.S., many churches and some other groups are working to reconnect their communities. The Neighborhood Resilience Project, an Orthodox Christian social service agency in Pittsburgh, hosts a food pantry and free health clinic. It also deploys community health deputies and provides emotional support. This is SRN News. Veteran baseball star has received a lengthy suspension for performance-enhancing drug use.
Free agent outfielder Max Kepler has been suspended 80 games following a positive test for a banned performance-enhancing substance in violation of Major League Baseball's drug program. Kepler tested positive for epitrenbolone, a substance that led to a suspension in 2018 for boxer Manuel Char. An 11-year Major League veteran, Kepler spent last season with the Philadelphia Phillies. He played his first 10 seasons with the Minnesota Twins. Kepler accepted the suspension without contesting the discipline in a grievance, a person familiar with the process told the AP. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears are headed to the NFL's NFC divisional round after beating Green Bay. The NFL playoffs will also see the Rams advancing over the Panthers. This is SRN News.